believe that there's power in the name of Jesus.
Everybody in here, stand on your feet real quick, please, please. On the count of three, say your first name. One, two, three. Nothing happened. Now on the count of three, I want you to say the name that's above every name. The name that makes demons tremble. The name that makes sick bodies be healed. One, two, three.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
See, we need to live in a way so that people can't deny the existence of God because they see God working through us. Glory to God. You ought to live your life in such a way that people see God coming out of you. That His presence cannot be denied. You ever encountered that before? Ephesians 2:10, one of our favorites. For we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Notice here that God predestined good works for you to do. You need to make sure that you don't pass this life until God has done every good work that He ordained for you to do in the earth. Amen. Set your face like a flint and say, you know what? There's some good work God wants me to do. I'm supposed to leave a mark on my society. I'm supposed to leave a mark on my family of the glory of God. And I'm not checking out of this place until God has maximized my life. Till He done got all the juice out of it. That's what Paul did. Paul didn't leave until he said, look, I done finished my course. I kept the faith. You know, he said, I'm ready to go now. My departure's at hand. I finished my course. His good works still live on. Just read the Bible. They're still speaking. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:58. I'm going to close with this scripture right here. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. This is why so many Christians miss it. They don't want to abound in the work of the Lord. They just want to dibble and dabble every now and then. They want to do just enough to keep their conscience clean. They want to do just enough to keep God off their back. Lord, don't bother me. I'm going to church Sunday. Okay, Lord, I'm going Sunday. Okay, I'm going Sunday. Go to church Sunday. Okay, Lord, I'm glad I got that done. Now, I ain't got to go for a couple of weeks. Lord, ain't going to bother me. I mean, something just that simple. Just going to church is a major chore. Be what? Steadfast. unmovable off the resolve that you set. Don't move from that place of conviction that you have. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, God always rewards those that are faithful to him. Your labor is not in vain. You keep on with those good works. You keep on saying, God, prune me so I can bear more fruit. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to be more fruitful in your kingdom. I want people to see you working through me. Lord, there's good work supposed to usher out of my life. Let them be seen, Lord, but let you get the glory. Hallelujah. I don't want to have a little bit of good work. I want to abound in it. Because I'm going to tell you, when you are working with God that close, you are feeling that glow and that anointing, his presence, he's all the time revealing himself to you, I'm going to tell you, that's living a good life. How many of y'all would agree that living a good life would be just having Jesus with you all the time? When them boys got in trouble, they know where to go. Hey, we finna sink. Hey, there go Jesus right there. They glad they didn't leave him on the show that time, I bet you. He right there, Jesus! Jesus, have no fear. And he with you. It is so wonderful to work with the Lord. The Bible says we are laborers together with him. Amen. We're supposed to be working right alongside him. Amen. Amen. He's supplying everything we need. He's giving us the resource. He's giving us the anointing. He's giving us the grace. He's giving us peace. He's giving us joy. He's giving us the strategy. He's telling us what to do, what not to do. He's guiding. He's directing. He's showing us. And all the time we are experiencing his peace and his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can't worry about nothing if we want it. Amen. Hallelujah. When Gabriel had a dream one night when we were right in the middle of making some major decisions about our direction for our life. We were praying. We had made a decision. And we had stepped out into the unknown. Just stepped out there. We was out there. And Gabriel came to us one night, and he said, Dad, I had a dream. I said, what is it? He said, me and you and Mom and Treasure, we got out of the boat, and we was walking on the water to go meet Jesus. I said, that's a true dream, son. Because we was out on the water. He was just a toddler. Hallelujah. When you are working with him, you are bound to see the supernatural. You are bound to see lives changed. And there's no greater joy than seeing somebody that the devil thought that he had get snatched right out of his hands. You know, Jesus said he'd leave the 99, go find that one lost sheep, and then he said he'd have more joy over the one lost sheep that he recovered than over the 99 that didn't need help? Well, can you imagine that you are right there participating in the joy because God decided to use you to bring deliverance to somebody? We have way too much on the inside to be producing so little fruit. There should be an abundance. We should be abounding in good works. I mean, every time we come together, we ought to be talking about what God done did for somebody, how God is blessing. Amen. And it's happening in this church. It's happening. Now, let me show you this here, that people can see Jesus in you. I was walking back from class one day, and a guy walked up beside me, started witnessing to me. I told him, I knew what he was doing. I had witnessed to people, but I wasn't saved. You know, a lost witness, trying to get somebody else saved, ain't saved yourself. I said, I know what you do. I know you're witnessing to me, but man, I told you I'm saved. You ain't got a witness to me. I'm saved. Well, the guy just kept on talking about Jesus. Just talking about Jesus. Giving your life to Jesus. I said, man, I told you, man. I'm saved, man. I know I'm a Christian. I've been in church all my life. I know what you're talking about. I know you're witnessing to me. He acted like he couldn't even hear me. And I said, well, the dormitory right over there. I said, I'll be over there. Just let him talk. Just let him talk. I'll be in the dorm pretty soon, and he'll be out of my hair. We got in the dormitory. Well, he turned and went toward the office way there. And I turned toward the elevator this way. And when I turned, something spun me around like this. And I looked at that man, and I saw Jesus in him. There was a glow a presence shining out of him, all around him. I saw Jesus in this man. I said, that's Jesus. I could see him. I said, that man got Jesus in him. And then I knew immediately, right then, I said to myself, that ain't the same one I got. That Jesus is different from the one I got. I knew right then that I wasn't saved. Because I had a Jesus of my own making. I had a Jesus that let me do anything I wanted to do, and all I'd do is just come tell him I'm sorry. Yeah. I made the rules up. I made a Jesus that I liked. Let me do what I want to do. And I realized that day. See, I really thought I was saved. But when God showed me the real Jesus, I knew immediately I didn't have what he had. I said, oh my God, I'm lost. I said, that's the real one right there. I said, that man got God in him. And I stood there and I looked at that man and I seen the glory coming out of him, shining out of him. I said, Lord, I said, look at that, Jesus in that man. I seen it. And the elevator came, I got on the elevator, but I never forgot about it. Now, that man never witnessed to me again. His name is Michael. He never witnessed to me again. But every time I saw him, his life was speaking to me. Because every time I saw him, I say, there go the real one. I nicknamed him the real one, the real Christian, the real child of God. I said, there go the real one. And I'd stop what I was doing. I'd watch how he walked. I wanted to watch him. I say, let me see how he walked. See how he handled himself. There go that man with God in him. There you go. I just watch him. There you go. Look at him. That's the real one right there. He never talked to me again. But every time I saw him, God used it as a point of contact to remind me I wasn't saved. I said, that's the real one right there. Now, I'm sure he had problems. I'm sure he was dealing with things. You know, he's going through the motions of just trying to get close to God. You know, he wasn't a perfect individual. But you know what? I believe he had a right heart. And I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, before I die, before he died, let our paths cross again so I can tell that man the impact that he had on my life one day that he probably would never, ever even remember. So sometimes, I told you this to tell you this, sometimes you never know the impact of your witness on somebody's life. That's why we should be willing to just flow. Now, I'm sure the Lord said, go talk to that man right there. Go talk to him. And I resisted him. I tried to push him away. I said, man, I told you, I begged. I said, man, I'm saved, man. You ain't got to talk to me, man. Go talk to somebody else. He wouldn't listen. He just kept going. And I saw God in him. The truth is, all of us have God in us. Are we willing to let the light shine? Now, what God did, he allowed me to see the light. The light that he had, you know, he said, let your light so shine. See, I'm a minister today. What if I'd have never seen that? I'd have went on with life thinking I'm all right. God would have had to touch me some other way. But he touched me that day, and it was a sad day for me because up until that point, you couldn't convince me I wasn't saved. But that day, then nobody else had to say nothing to me. And nobody else had to say, Greg, you ain't saved. No, I knew in my heart, I don't have the same Jesus that he got. Mine is different. And I knew I had the wrong one. God wants to shine through you, not with just words, but he wants to use you to reach a lost and dying generation. People that are around you every day need to see the light. And when you have an opportunity to help somebody, you pray, you get God's plan and his strategy. I'm not talking about yielding to people that's running games and cons and things like that. I'm not talking about just being, you know, sticking your head in the sand and just being stupid. I'm talking about you walking with God because the Lord Jesus will tell you who you need to minister to.